And thank you.
All right. Hi, everybody. And this is our April 2019 Diamond Practice Accelerator meeting. And I know that Allison did say she was going to be here. I didn't hear from anybody else that they were or were not. So I don't know for sure. And I want to remind you that don't we have our virtual thing tomorrow?
On the 19th.
Oh, the 19th. Good. Yeah. I'm like, oh, good. I have a lot of work to do, so they'd be better. Okay, it's next week. Got it. Good. Shoo. Okay. Are there particular things? So what I'd like to do is start with, you know, the typical, like, share success or something that you want. It's for a share success first, but then I'd love to hear some feedback as to for the retreat, because we have a day together that we can actually physically work on stuff. And Annette, you know, we've done that before. We actually work on stuff and we walk away with something. Yay. So I want to think about what it is that you want to do that with. Hey, Allie, you got your hair done. Looks good. You had it short. And a little bit more red.
Yeah.
It looks good. I like it. All right. So we were just saying that we were going to go around and everybody share, you know, one thing you want to celebrate, success, something you've accomplished, big or small, doesn't matter. And then I want to talk about, get ideas of, are there particular things you want to do for our retreat day next week? And because I want to know if there's something I want to prepare in advance, like some training or something you really want to focus on that you want to learn about and then get started doing. Because it's learn and do, not just a learn thing. All right. Well, you look comfy.
Yeah, still resting my tummy.
Still resting your tummy. Okay, so we'll go around and you can share. So let's start with Heike, because you're in the top right corner, left corner of me.
Okay, so I've been a little sidetracked again because, you know, we have these issues with my dad in Germany and he did another one of his famous stunts 10 days ago. So I'm on standby. I might have to fly out again soon.
Oh no.
And actually my sister has been looking after him and she's having a nervous breakdown. So she's coming here actually for me to take care of her exact the time that the retreat is in Austin. So I need her to be okay because she's doing all this. And I'm going to Europe in June. I'm going to spend all of June there. But she right now just doesn't want to work with my dad anymore because he has these lapses of memory now. And I don't want to call it dementia, but he does some funky stuff now. He was in the hospital for, he's very bad. His detoxification pathways are awful. And he has always been bad with medication, but he had a quadruple bypass 2 years ago. And all of a sudden he had heart issues again. So my sister set him up in the hospital. He was there for observation during the night and connected to the machines. And they said they didn't give him medications, but the next day he unplugged himself, packed some of the machines up and took him home. And has no recollection. And he says he was in a resort for 6 days and he was there only for a night. And then the conference was over. He checked himself out and now he's back. And he to this day thinks that's the true story. And he's clear other than that. But so my sister just completely lost it. And she doesn't want to look after him anymore and all that. So I'm a little concerned about that right now. So I haven't been focusing a lot. And I must say right now, it's a real emotional time for me because I don't know if you read what I sent you, but also working with these teenage girls has been utterly...
The one girl with the mom that came in that, yeah, she's cutting...
Two moms, but the one is actually in really bad... Well, they're all in bad shape, but the last one was very tough to see. And so I'm just right now, I'm getting discouraged all around and don't enjoy really what I'm doing. But so that's not a... Not a win. So, but I have people sign.
I want to hear a win, and then we're going to come back to that.
I'm sorry. So I already complained because I know I'm going to be tuning out probably soon with the muting. What really gets people interested is the oligo scan, the one modality that I added, you know, to test heavy metals and minerals in tissue. And that is actually really exciting. I feel like such a detective, you know, just sitting down with clients. So I had five so far sign up with me to do this.
Oh, you've had five so far that have signed up for it?
They've signed up. And
then that's awesome.
And the good thing is it kind of gives me an entryway to like work on protocols with them. And they also, it's more of a commitment on their part because now they can see where they're at. And then about 6 weeks to 8 weeks, we probably rescan and see if we have done, you know, made effective changes in getting the heavy metals out.
Yeah.
Again, for me, it's a little hard to discern how far can I go with that and when should a doctor step in. I know I can't do DMPSA or you know, all these other chelation thingies, but yeah, so it's a little hard for me.
I think you'll get that, and we could talk about some ideas for giving you some guidelines with that.
Okay. Yeah, so that's
it's very different than anything a medical doctor would do.
Right.
I mean, they may not believe it either, right?
Right. Yeah. But that's why, so I'm really excited about the technology, and I'm really excited about that people get excited, you know.
And I think it's something that you can use. Like, I like to use genetic testing as a way to pick
them up. I combine both of them.
Right? Yeah. And you combine them, right? Awesome. And that's what actually gets people motivated and inspired to take the actions you know you wanted to get them to do anyway, but now they have it on a piece of paper. And they're going to be more committed to doing a program when they know, like, they have this whole lineup of Litany. So, yeah. Great. All right. We'll come back.
Thank you.
Annette.
Yes. And I'm sorry about your dad. And if you saw me laughing, it wasn't about you. My ex-husband, when he was in the hospital back in 96 in ICU, he extubated himself and he called me and told me he had been in a resort and he couldn't. Yeah. So.
Dang. Oh my gosh.
So my ex was in ICU, and they call it ICU psychosis. So I wonder if that might have been
something going on along those lines. Whenever he's in the hospital or doctor care, we lose him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was. I got some strange phone calls from the hospital. But along the same lines, we're having some. So my ex was back in the hospital this past week. So that's been going on. My uncle is probably dying as we speak. The kid is sick again. So I get all the, there must be something that's going around.
It's retrograde, isn't it? Mercury. And
it's going into, that's what Lynn said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it must be something, but in spite of that, I'm plowing on, working on my, presentation for ERC next week.
Oh, cool.
On zinc.
Oh, great. And,
you know, I'm putting the slideshow together, doing all the stuff you showed me.
Yeah, and like all those things we've worked on are going to make you have this really amazing slide presentation.
And yeah, I was on your call yesterday.
Oh, cool.
And when you shared my story, I teared up. So thank
you. I hope it's okay that I share your story all the time.
It's fine. It's fine.
I share that and I share Jay's. I hope he's okay. I don't mention him, but I share that thing about
him. It was, and I don't even care that you said my name. It's fine.
Oh yeah, it slipped out. I'm like,
it's fine. Don't worry about it. But one of the things that clicked in my head when I was on the call with you, you kept saying diabetes, diabetes, diabetes. And I know you're talking about type 2. But, you know, do those people know you're pretty much exclusively talking about, you know, insulin resistance and type 2?
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about type 2. And that's something when we do the panel on Saturday, that's the piece. I've got a list of what I want each person. It's only going to be like 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
But it's that distinction, because the thing about it is the things we learn from type 1 adapt beautifully to type 2. And the problem that so many people with type 1, they get into also having the type 2 because they're taking so much insulin that their cells become resistant and then they need more insulin, right? So they, and then the type 2s end up with a type 1 when the pancreas fails and then they need insulin. So it's people need to understand that the same diet and lifestyle factors apply to both.
But I think for a lot, because type 1 is such a small piece of the population,
yeah,
what type 2 can do and not do is somewhat different. So type 2s get painted. I mean, type 1s get painted with the 2 paintbrush, and it causes a lot of aggravation on the type 1 side. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to address them. I mean, there's certainly differences, right? But I think we need to address them in a lot of similar ways, because again, we want to do the things, the lifestyle that's going to require us to need the least amount of insulin possible, right? So whether we're producing it or taking it, it has those same deleterious effects. So we want to minimize the amount we need,
Right.
Both. So right. I like to draw those similarities, but also to show people that there are differences, because people will ask, you know, will this help us with type one? Yeah, absolutely. It's going to help you with type one, you know, and the only issue I get into with, I don't know whether I can really or like to work with, is people who are underweight and they're going, oh, well, this program helped me gain weight. I'm like, I don't know about that, you know, because I'm going to have to tell you some different things to help you to gain weight. And those are my hardest clients, is the ones that need to gain weight versus lose weight. I can help you lose weight. No problem. You want me to help you gain weight? Like, I mean, I know how to gain weight. For me, it's easy, but they don't get it, you know? So interesting. Cool. Well, just then I'll just take an aside and we'll come back. But is there any feedback that you had from being on that call that you think could have like gotten in there better? I mean, it was a good call. We got 25 people to sign up after that call. So it was good. But we've got 125 or 130 or so signed up so far, and we haven't even publicly announced it. So just from the little webinars we've had, but if you see that, and you don't need them to take time now, but if you have feedback, please feel free to let me know. Cause I'm always like, oh, I could have done that better. Oh, I could have done that better. Oh, you know, I should have said this or that.
I thought it was really good. But I'll reflect back.
Okay, good. I'm glad you had that feeling that it was good. Thank you.
Yeah.
It just went too long and I don't know what to cut out.
I know. When you said I've shortened it and I'm going to take more out, I'm sitting there going, what?
I sat there going, I took like five different slides that had detail in them, and I still went over.
Yeah. Cause it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll figure it out. That's the hardest part is when, and that's the thing with even working one-on-one with people,
right,
is really holding back on all the things we know we can tell them to help them. We don't want to overwhelm them. And Allie, you get into that same thing that I do, right? We just tend to underwhelm them. And I feel like when I'm talking this stuff, because I know it so well, that I feel like, oh, I have to go into more depth because people have heard this before. And it's like, no, they haven't, right? We just have to give them the baby steps. So good feedback. So celebration wise, I think what I heard was that you're continuing to work on the presentation. You're working on another presentation. You're really enjoying working on the presentations.
And actually tomorrow I've got a call with Eva to share with, cause she's going to work on her ERC presentation. And she's like, I don't know how to do slides. So tomorrow we're doing a call together.
Yay.
Show her some of the things you've showed me. So
It's interesting with slides. The first time I ever used them, I'd never used them. And I was doing a presentation at a live event. And this is how badly prepared I tend to be. It was like 3 days later, I was flying into wherever I was going, Arizona. And I was going to do this presentation on thyroid. And it was like 3 days, like the night before I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, I should put a presentation together for this. Like, where was my brain back then? So I said, oh, PowerPoint. I've heard PowerPoint is good. Let me try that. And I literally opened up PowerPoint and I was like dragging and dropping things from a Word presentation that I really liked. And I had so much fun with it.
I know.
It has never done it before. They were ugly as sin slides. Let me just tell you.
But it still was fun.
But it was so much fun to take this knowledge and this research. And that's what I want, you know, thinking in terms of talking to people. And I've gotten more to the point of, you notice with my slides there, very few of them had a lot of words on them.
Mm-hmm.
Few, if any. Like I would do pictures. And then I had my note section. I've come up with this and I can share that. Maybe we do that on the next,
That would be good.
The virtual retreat thing, because to share how I'm using a second screen,
that would be
great.
Or
you could use a laptop and a desktop or two laptops or whatever to actually look at my slides, but have my notes. So I don't have to have all the bullets on the slides. Before I would have all the bullets on the slides and they're ugly and people are like reading them. And then they're going, I want your slides. I want your slides. And you know, you're successful when people don't really ask you for your slides. Because your slides are just pictures. They're useless to them.
Right.
Without the presentation, right?
Yeah, no, that would be great to do on the
retreat. So we can go over that next week. Because I've learned a lot. And I've learned, you know, Callan Rush, who's amazing at doing this kind of stuff. Just, I learned the hard way. She wasn't nice when she went through my slides with me. What's that? That's that. That's not that. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. And now that's how my brain is going with myself doing it. And it's really great.
Well, I do find myself thinking, oh, there's too many words.
Yeah. Good. Right. And the word, when you're doing the words for yourself, there's a way to use the notes field. Cause I never knew how to use that before. And she taught me how to use that notes thing. I'm like, how can I use the notes? Because the notes are here and the slides here and this I'm supposed to. So I figured it out. So okay.
Yeah, I would love to do that at retreat.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, Ali.
Hello. Right. So I'm still recovering. It's week. Tomorrow is 4 weeks after my operation, and I've been resting as directed because I've had a lot of heavy bleeding.
Wow.
So, and I'm anemic. So it's been a bit frustrating, but I've had a lesson in self-care. But
so was this full surgery versus laparoscopy? It was a full-on...
Yeah, it was a full laparotomy because it was a big cyst. So, okay. My tummy's recovered really well and everything. I'm back at doing locums next week, just mornings, three mornings next week. Mm-hmm. But I haven't got as much done this 4 weeks as I'd hoped to. But I have, so my celebrations are that I've been focusing on self-care. Getting some insights, and I've had fun. I've taken part in lots of Facebook challenges. A lot of them by the wayside, but get a real feel for Facebook challenges and Facebook groups and things. That's been good. I've connected with somebody who's called Melissa Ingold, who helps people to learn to outsource more effectively. So that's been interesting. Yes. So that's interesting. But I haven't taken my own business forward enough yet because I've been in a sort of state of recovery still.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know how... like pregnancy, right? It's this nesting, it's this nurturing, right? And you don't have anything to show for it, except for swollen ankles and a big belly, right? And you just like, right? But then boom, the baby comes out. So maybe this, you can look at this as a period of pregnancy for your business. You looks like you looked into some good stuff. You're doing some self-care things, a lot of the Facebook challenges, getting a sense of things you can incorporate into your business, the outsourcing, and then boom, you get to step into the next phase of doing, right? Because we need to have those phases of learning and really making things part of who we are and then burst. And unfortunately, that's what happens to me when I'm doing any kind of project. And usually it's right before the due date that it's like all of a sudden, like, oh, then I'm scrambling. But I wasn't ready up until then. It wasn't like you're procrastinating. It's you're preparing. And I think if you start to talk to yourself in a way of, no, I'm not procrastinating. I'm preparing, you know, the psychology, et cetera. I mean, you need to be honest when you are procrastinating. But for me, it's usually not procrastination. It's that I just don't have the insights. And I'm feeling like that's been brewing for you as well. It's like you shift here, and you're getting a little bit more congruent with where you want to go.
And I've been doing the sort of self-healing, the spiritual connection, the energetic healing every day. And and I've also started, because of the exam professor changing, I started right back at the beginning of IME. So I've done a whole load of those sections yesterday, and I'm on carbohydrate. It's frustrating, but I can't possibly take the exams without going through the presentations again because I can't keep that information in my brain because it's not what I want to do. So that's but it's great. I've got some passes and things. So yeah,
cool. I mean, repeating things is always good. So
set the time it takes.
It's just the time, I know, but it helps it to sink in. And that's how I've really learned the stuff that I do know that it comes out like rote is because it's been repetition.
And what you were saying earlier about putting too much in, one of the things that's held me back is every time I think of doing my menopause course, I'm thinking of too much to put in, but I just got to create leverage so that I'm presenting to people how they can interpret their own lab results and understand what's going on. So I'm not having to see them one-on-one so much. And that has to be in depth to some extent. So that does give me the sort of three depths of course, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Exactly. That's a good point. And I'm looking at, I've gone in there myself with Sweet Spot. So I went in like, okay, I'm a new participant. I just joined and I went in there, and a lot of that, the way the course was laid out was not my, I just gave the information and somebody that worked for me, I put it together. And so I probably didn't take as good control of it as I could have. So I went in there and I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm the first day here and I'm overwhelmed. Okay, how can we simplify this? So I broke out that first foundations piece module into a bunch of different small things that have like 3 to 4 steps. And it's like, do this, order this, order that. Like, cause I looked in there and the first step was, here's your shopping guide and here's your recipe guide. And like day one, I've got a 25 page shopping guide and a 250 page recipe guide. And I'm like, I can't do this, right? So I just broke it down. I gave them a 3-page shopping guide. These are the 3 supplements. Order them. Here's your glucose meter. Order it. Done. That's your shopping page, right? And so people are like, they're moving through it now. It's much cleaner. And so when we can break it down into the little tiny steps, it works much better for people. Great. All right. So who wants to deal with, who wants to go first for support, going through what you need? Anybody? Are you still quiet there, Heike?
Yeah, I have muted myself because there's so much noise going on in the back.
Well, I don't hear any noise right now.
Hear anything? Yeah. So no, I had muted it in the meantime because the dog was starting up again.
Yeah, no, I don't hear any. Okay. So I was just wondering if your noise started yet. That's why I said, well, hasn't started, you can.
Okay. I can't, yeah, right now it's fine. We should probably take advantage of that.
That's what I meant, yeah.
All, but the dog finally accepted them in her territory, at least for now. Yeah, so support. The things that you just mentioned, those would be wonderful to learn more about. How to break it all down, make it. So my biggest challenge is actually really just not to give away too much, but enough that I know it's projectionism on my part. So I sometimes feel, you know, because they do pay a good chunk of money for it. So I want to give it really a lot of value. And it's very hard for me to sometimes separate that what's valuable to them, what's valuable to me. And I have to remind myself that I am at a very different level. I've been doing this now for 10 years. So I have so much more information. When I go to an event, then I expect that I still learn more from there, right?
Yes.
Whereas they are still probably way, way, way
novice, right?
Different level. And so that's the toughest part for me to ascertain. It's just, you know, where do I draw the line? Do I give away too much? And, but then I don't want to feel like they go like, well, that's all, you know, that's what I'm paying this much for.
This brings up a good point because we tend to think that they're paying us for information and they're not. Information is available, readily available. They're paying us for discernment and they're paying us for support to help take that information and make it applicable to them. Like I showed in part of my presentation, I said, you have to make a choice now of what you're going to do next because inaction is not acceptable. Now you know some things. You've got to make a choice. And, you know, the first choice I gave them was cross your fingers and hope it goes away. Not a very good choice. The second one was, you know, from an inexpensive, read a book. And then I had this page that was just covered with all kinds of books on the topic, right? And they may have read a lot of books and they're confused. So our job is to show them how this knowledge, how what they've learned applies to them and what does apply to them and what doesn't, right? these people because the guy with the lectin stuff is paying a fortune in Facebook ads and he's on everybody's feeds and telling people not to eat foods with lectins. They're going, but you're telling me to eat chia seeds and he tells me not to eat chia seeds. And I'm like, okay, it's all about you, right? And that's what they help. That's what we're there to do, is to take this massive information and help to give them steps, uh-huh. right? And I would say 3 to 5 steps at a time is about all somebody's going to handle. Okay. And you may have a set process that you know people have to go through, right? We got to look at their fats, because if they're on crap fats, inflammation, we know inflammation causes everything, right? We have to look at their stress levels. If their cortisols are raging, that's going to get in their way. So there's sets of steps, and you might be able to come up with 10 or 20 or 30 steps that you want to take people through. And as you're discussing with them in your mind, or even if you have a checklist of all the steps, I keep telling people to do that, is to just create a checklist, not for their purposes necessarily, but it could be, but of all the different things. And as you're talking to them, you just go, that one they got, ooh, you know, and you just circle it on the checklist. And that can even be a really nice tool when you get to the end of an initial consult, to say, okay, so I've been taking notes as we went along, and what I'm finding is you're really doing well with water. So congratulations. So many people are dehydrated and their sickness is related to that. Great, you're doing well. And you're doing really well with exercise. I want you to keep that up and blah, blah, blah. But here's the areas that we need to really focus on. Blip, 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 blip. So over the course of our time together, what I'd like to propose is that we do a package of blah, 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 whatever. And we're going to cover these things, and we're going to help you to make these a part of your life, the same way you made water a part of your life, the same way you made exercise a part of your life. These are the things you're going to make a part of your life. We're going to identify the imbalances. I see that we may have to look more deeply at your thyroid. I see we may want to do some more advanced testing on your gut, because I'm hearing from your symptoms. And we're going to do this in a step-by-step approach so that you don't get overwhelmed and that you get the results in the best possible way. How does this sound to you? Now, if you present something like that to somebody, wow, that sounds kind of good to me, you know, as opposed to sign up for my 3-month program and you're going to get 14 modules and 27 videos and then I'm going to meet with you once a month and I'm going to help you through it. That seems a little overwhelming, doesn't it? Like, I don't care about your 14 modules. I want my results.
Right.
And you just keep tying it back to, and you told me right at the beginning that the biggest result that you want is to have the energy to be able at the end of the day, play with your kids or make love with your husband or whatever it is. And you don't have the energy for that. Mm-hmm. And so this, when we test your thyroid, it's going to identify if there's some underlying factors in your thyroid that are zapping your energy. Or we're going to look at this and maybe zapping your sex drive. And we're going to look at all these things. So you're always playing back that list, that generic vanilla list, back to how it applies to them. And then it gives you the triggers too, to not have to be pulling it out of your head and getting lost. And what if I say, and I have to say the right thing to them and I want them to sign up and blah, 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 blah. You know, all that crazy psychology that gets in the way.
It does. Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds good. Yeah.
So, and I gave you this assignment a while back. I don't know if you did it, but it was the make that list of all, you have all your cool devices too.
They're super cool. You know, some of them, I don't even remember what they cost. I have like, they're like add-ons that I've been charging anyway.
Oh yeah. So you, it doesn't matter. You know, don't get too involved in that.
8 years old, so I don't remember what I bought them for.
So, but writing down what they are.
Right.
And then if you don't know what they cost, then we can make it up as far as what you're going to charge for.
I just know what I charge now regularly for
that's
them.
Fine. I just wanted to make sure that you're not undercharging, right? How if you've much? Got a machine that costs you $40,000 and you're charging people $10 a pop to do it, how many people are going to have to do this to pay for it, right?
So that's the thing that I'm actually trying to put together. I mean, we can talk about that on the retreat day, virtual retreat day. It's just like, good detox package. So I'm really getting more and more into the detoxification, because I just realized that all the other things that we do can't be as effective, you know, if we don't get this stuff out first. And so I'm obviously the things that I use, the scans and whatever, that I use as add-ons right now, I'm just going to make them also part of, you know, of that package.
Part of a program, exactly. And normally I charge this much for this, you know, this $45 a session for this. You're going to have 10 of these included in your package, right? And the package total comes out to be way more than they're paying. And they're like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, so that's another thing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Is that helpful? And I think that this I think creating this list is something we should work on together.
Is that something you can help me with? Yeah, because I just sometimes I'm not sure how to progress, where to start. And
I think that's something that together we could all work on okay. the retreat day is to come up with this like master list, and some of it might have additional stuff for each person. You're working with menopause, you may have some additional things you're looking at, but to have that list that we can all draw on.
Yeah,
and create ourselves these little checklist things that as we're talking to people, we're going, yep, they're good at that. Oh, no. And it's just so simple for us instead of writing longhand notes. And then we can actually share it with people in a much more condensed and easy way. Because there are all those things like you got to look at their fats. You got to look at their intake. Do they have gluten? Are they eating dairy? Are they eating sugar? Are they eating preservatives? Are they eating organic or not? Do they have toxic supplies in their environment? Like all these different things that we can have as a master checklist.
That'd be so helpful.
You know, and a lot of it comes from the history taking.
Yeah.
But then from the history taking, it's what are the imbalances that we're going to try to correct? You know, thyroid testing and adrenals and, you know, all this different stuff, Dutch testing, whatever else we're going to be doing with people. But it's the you know, if we go through what I put together in the foundations, right, a lot of that stuff could be put together that can be taken out and put into a checklist. What's their vitamin status? What's their mineral status? How is their protein intake? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Cool. I think that'll be fun to do. I'm writing that down.
That would be very helpful.
Because then when we're putting together a program, you can go through those things. And then for specific things that you offer that maybe somebody else doesn't offer, Allie offers bioidentical hormones and the rest of us don't do bioidentical hormone prescriptions. That's part of what she can offer. You have these machines that you can offer. Somebody else who has hands-on stuff can offer a Reiki session. If you're doing local stuff, some people, you can do distance energy work, right? Some people do Reiki over Zoom. I know people who do long distance energy work. Yeah. So if that's something you do, you put it down and we have all the services that we can offer. And then you can create a bundle that seems like it's a steal for somebody, but a bundle that says, and you're going to get 5 sessions with me and it's $500. It's like, yeah, like, so what? Who cares? Right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Great. Thank you. Does that help?
It does. Thank you very much.
Okay. Annette, Allie, who wants to go next?
It makes no difference to me.
All right, then go for it.
Okay, so like I said, what I'm working on, of course, is the big presentation, but now getting this zinc presentation done so that I can do that. I think it's next, not this Monday, but next Monday.
Okay, cool.
To the ERC group. And it's just, you know, pulling the facts together at this point, getting the slide. I mean, I can show you what I've done so far. Do you want me to show you?
Sure, if you want to.
It's not complete yet. But,
you know, it's interesting as we go through the various stages of our business and what we do, and it's finding those things that you really love. And to me, you know, I got caught up in all this stuff. And last week I got to put together a new presentation. I got so excited. Oh, look at that.
And this is, you know, this is that simple design tab that you showed me, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise this would have been, you know, words.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is one of the more boring slides, but keeping it short, just what is it? And just sticking to, I'm not even going into metal parts and all that. Just like the pictures of the skeletons, because they're fun for the bone. Simple chart here. And I can make this as a handout if you think I should, so they can see all of them.
Yeah, I think they would love that.
Yeah, it's real, and I found it. You know, online.
It's royalty free. I mean, it's not like copyrighted or anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
this slide's gone through a couple different changes.
Uh-huh.
This picture I like. I've used it before.
Yeah.
This is because I'm not going to show pictures of people's mouths because that gets boring. So if I do animal mouths,
I love it.
It makes it more fun. This Ooh. Is where I'll talk about the effect of zinc on vision and things. You know, I was trying to pick things that I've heard ERC people say.
Yeah.
You know, the things that are going to hit home for them. This one I don't like.
You don't like the look of it or you don't what?
After the other ones, it's just blah.
I think it's good. I think this stands out really bright. I mean, this is my personal preference. I would have done like the orange on the at the color there instead of
that. Was just the color they gave me. You know?
Oh, you can right click it.
Okay.
Change it usually.
I can't do, you're doing it on a PC and Macs are different.
Oh, it's different. Yeah.
So I can't just right click. So
I do it on a Mac. I'm Mac dense.
Yeah, I got to play with that. Just easy facts about why we're deficient.
Yeah. Make sure you talk about the fact that it gets passed on generationally because there's some studies that show that a zinc deficient mom bears a zinc deficient baby. And even if that child is supplemented with zinc the whole life through, their baby is still born zinc deficient.
So it goes back like
four generations. Well, this is not an, it was in a, it was an animal study and they could do four generations, do a four generation study in humans, right?
But Pottinger cats.
It was rats, yeah.
Oh, well, Pottinger did cats.
Pottinger did cats, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just another things that they should recognize.
Yeah.
Zinc deficiency.
I love it.
Borrowed this one, but I left his logo on it. That was easy.
Dr. Jockers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just some things that happen when we get too much.
Yeah.
Zinc. Sources of zinc, food sources. And I talk about the fact that you can get it from plants, but you get more from animal. But then they talk about, okay, oysters have the most. I mean, like they blow everything else out of the water. Mm-hmm. But when you brown foods, it can block the absorption of the zinc. So those That's mushrooms, they're
always really good things to know.
Yeah. It's this little conundrum there. You need the HCl for the zinc and you need the zinc for the HCl. And as we age, we just make less HCl. And I will say hydrochloric acid or stomach acid.
Yeah. Well, our people know that because we talk about it all the time. Yeah. I mean, they'll know the acronym.
Okay. I will specify that it's tea with tannins that inhibit the absorption. So it's not going to be, you know, an herbal tea. It's going to be a black tea, anything with a tannin.
Good job.
This one, some calcium blocks absorption and some doesn't. And then I have the fun slide about zinc and pennies. And then I'm done.
Cool. It sounds like you're done. I mean, this looks great.
So I need to fill in little holes here and there. I'm still reading about it. And then I'm just going to turn this into my paper for the minerals that we have to do.
Yes. Perfect. And the thing about this becomes a presentation you can give to people. Like you can do a public presentation and you can lead this wherever, right? You can lead this into anything, right? So I love the fact that you have this and yeah, perfect. Yeah,
I will put my, you know, slide about zinc and blood sugar in there.
Oh yeah. 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 You must do that.
I'm compelled. Yes. So.
Cool. Anyway. Yeah. Good job. Good and job. That's come a long way from the first presentations that we looked at a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's night and day. It's like those other ones now. It's like, oh my God, those are so embarrassing. You know, because they were so primitive compared to what I'm doing now. So,
yeah, good job.
Thank you. Thank you for enlightening me about the design tab.
Yeah. For those of you who use have you used PowerPoint, Ellie?
Yeah.
They have this design tab. I don't know if that, and it gives you some design ideas for your slides.
Yeah.
So you put your boring slide in there with a picture and some words, and then it suddenly makes, sometimes it doesn't make a very good one, but I've been using it a lot.
That was a fantastic presentation, Annette.
Thanks.
Very nice.
Very nice.
There is, I don't, you know, I had to take this whole course with the program. I just get the oligo scan on heavy metals and on minerals. And so the one thing that just rang a bell is that zinc and cadmium are actually correlated. So if you, you know, you take enough zinc, you can actually really counteract a cadmium toxicity. Cadmium also displaces zinc. So this,
I came across some of that in my reading. Yeah, cool. Right, thank you.
Might be also just interesting, you know, that cigarette smokers and, you know, all these
people. Oh, yeah, you may want to bring that up about cigarette smokers, because we have one in the group that...
I wonder, because there was a couple things about smoking, and I just went, oh, none of these people smoke. I mean,
that's one that would love, you know, one more thing to hear.
Okay, I can add that in.
Yeah, there is one. Most of them don't. It's the first time I've ever had a smoker in my ears. Yeah, and she's
I just assume no, there aren't smokers.
Yeah, there's no smokers in there. Secondhand smoke and thirdhand smoke, we're finding, right? So secondhand smoke is as bad, but thirdhand smoke, meaning you go into somebody's home and they're not smoking in front of you, but it's in the carpet or in the couch. I think I did a clinical pearl on that a while back. And you guys know that, by the way, we have all those clinical pearls from the newsletters. They're now sorted and organized on the site.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can go under, I can show you if you want me to. If you go under resources.
And zinc's also good for leprosy, but I don't think I need to bring that up.
Oh, I have a funny leprosy story. My son was in the mode of, did I start that? I thought I started it. My son was in the mode of, he loved to chew gum, and we didn't have gum in our house, so he would actually pick gum off the seat in a movie theater or wherever he'd pick up gum and he'd chew it. And I kept telling him no, you know, I'd buy him xylitol gum or whatever and find this gum. And he was like four. And finally one day I said, do you know what is in that? That's other people's germs. They're not even people you don't know. And I took him and I like spit into his mouth. I said, that's what you're doing with strangers when you eat their gum. That didn't do the trick either. So finally I said, do you know what kind of diseases can happen? And I just randomly picked up Robin's Pathology off the shelf, randomly opened a book. You can get contagious diseases from other people. And I opened it up and guess what page it was? It was leprosy. And he looked at the pictures. He goes, did those people eat other people's gum? I don't know how they got it, but they got it. It's contagious disease. Stopped. So leprosy had its place. So I'm just going to real quick show you this and then we'll go on to Allie. But I'm really excited about this. And Francis is, this is our live stream we're having on Saturday. So it's an online workshop where we're going to be. And all the ERC, the sweet spot coaches are going to be on there. And Ned and Isabel and Lisa and all. And we're just going to have a panel. But these are my, you know, more popular people. Although Claudia isn't, but I love what she does with vision and I decided to bring her on and she's like thrilled. So, let's see. Okay. So if I go to my sites, INE, and usually it fails me and then I have to go look up the password. Oh, man.
I always have to put the password in at least twice as well.
Do you? I wonder why.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it might mean you just log in twice with the same password. It might be a thing.
All right. And then it
doesn't remember me at all.
I thought it was a browser issue. All right. So if you go to... bulletin board, clinical pearls.
Ah.
And if you look at this, it's pretty cool. It has them by year, 2015 through 19. And then you can just, it's got all these different the topics that they're laid out by. But if you were to do a search, I'm pretty sure you can do a search is what I, let's see if that works. She showed me how to do this one. There she go. Blood sugar and insulin musings, right? So if I'm on, I wonder if there's a clinical pearl on, I don't know what kind of clinical pearl I've done that. What did we just talk about that I did one on? What did I just say? Now I forget what prompted me to look at this. I did a clinical pearl on.
Well, we were talking about leprosy.
No, what was before leprosy? I didn't do a clinical pearl on leprosy.
Zinc.
Claudia, who isn't a health expert, but's on your webcast next weekend.
Cadmium.
Secondhand smoke.
Secondhand smoke.
Okay.
So she's a natural vision teacher. That's why she's on there. And she's going to talk about the impact of blood sugar on vision.
Yeah.
Secondhand smoke. Oh. Maybe you have to refine it. Maybe just smoke.
Or it could be smoking.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, it might have been that. I don't know. But anyway, these are here, so you can just look at the different. You used to like talk about insulin resistance a lot, but you could just go back and say, you know, what these are. Because what I found was that every week we do these, and I put a lot of work into writing these, but then they're in a newsletter. And if you join in December, you don't even see the ones that came before. And there's a lot of good stuff here. So here's some that. You know, butyrate and the microbiome. I mean, there's just some little clinical pearls. They're short and sweet. Usually there's a reference to an article. This wasn't so short, was it? And then there was a bunch of articles with it. So it's just another resource for you if you're looking for stuff and putting together presentations or in general. Anyway, I don't know why we got off on that tangent, but we did. Okay, Allie.
Right. So thinking about Facebook groups, my intention is to have a free Facebook group, which will be, I guess, around perimenopausal women who are wanting to be proactive, fed up with their experience in general practice, but it's not going to be a place for slagging off GPs or any subgroup, but who are looking for more in-depth answers. And then from there, I can share various posts and gems and lead into a Facebook challenge and offer my freebies and courses and things.
I think it's a great idea. And a challenge is a great way to grow it. I mean, we went from, I think, just over 2,000 to over 5,000. Boom. In like inside of a week with the challenge.
With the keto. You did your keto challenge within your Unstoppable Health group, didn't you?
Yeah. And so anybody that wanted to join it had to join the group too. I mean, they didn't have to, they got emails. So we did the challenge, and I can talk about this if anybody's interested in it. I mean, you said you've been studying it, but I can talk about how I did that challenge on the Thursday as well, because it was very specific and controlled and it worked beautifully. I mean, we sold 62 people into a $1,000 program at the end of it. And we were going to have a downsell, and I created a $97 downsell, but my team took so long to finish the pieces that I needed. I couldn't do it anymore. I had to move into Sweet Spot. So we're going to offer it later, but it's a little program called Everyday Hormone. It's going to be a $297 program, but I was going to offer it for $97 just to clean up. Cause you know, when people see, like, there were 5,000 people that did that challenge. So if there was a high-end offer, I found that if you offer a high-end offer first and they go, oh, I want it, but I can't afford it. I want it. I can't afford it. And then you have a lower-end offer, they're going to grab it. But if you offered that lower-end offer first, they may not have grabbed it. They may have gone, oh, okay. But they saw like, oh, I really want, oh, it's like a consolation prize. You know what I mean? So from a psychological standpoint. So when you do it, I would offer the high-end at the end of it. You know, you do a webinar, you can offer a higher, and I don't mean like a $5,000 program. That's a little bit much of a stretch, but you offer like a $500 to $1,000 program versus a $50 program. But then you downsell into the $50 to $100 program and everybody's going to want it. That makes sense?
And what was your high-end offer? It was 997, was it?
It was 997, yeah. And we did two webinars.
Yeah. And how many people signed up for it?
We got 62 to sign up for it at 997. And then I actually offered that same program through the Shift Network. I did a webinar with them, and we offered it through them, and we got another 32 people to sign up. So, and I don't get the full amount on that. I just get a percentage. So it would have been nice to do that, but they take the lion's share when you do something like that with somebody where you're offering a program and they're doing all the marketing. Usually they take, like, you know, 60%. Yeah. But those are people I would not have reached otherwise. So even if I got, you know, if I got 40% of $1,000, that's $400 times 30. That's a bunch of money I would not have had. So when you're talking to people and negotiating things like that, a lot of people get, I'm not giving you most of the profit. And you go, well, you get zero or you get 40% or 30%, right? Make a choice.
Because
it is, you know, exposing me to their big list that they've spent a lot of money and time. And then they did all the marketing. I mean, they did the sales page for it. They did everything. I didn't have to do anything but show up for the call.
So did you approach them? How do you approach them?
No, they approached me.
Okay.
I was in a summit with them a couple of years ago. And then last summer, they approached me to do a course with them. And I did. And that wasn't so good because I had to create a whole new course. And it was like, ugh. But then I actually did a coaching session. I paid to do a coaching session, which was offered at one of a mastermind that I was at with Steven, who's the head of it. And you know how sometimes you're just like somebody's talking and you're just like called to them, like, wow, I want to learn from that person. I think that, and for whatever reason, I'm like, oh wow, I'd love to be able to have him have his eyes on my business. So he offered this thing and it was $1,500 for a 1 hour coaching call. It wasn't cheap, but I was drawn to do it. And he only said he had six and I signed up immediately when he offered that. Yeah. And I had this amazing call with him. Like he had me fill out some stuff and tell me about my business. And within a few minutes, he completely helped me with how, you know, it's like, how am I branding? I don't know how to brand in terms of moving forward with this. And he came up with it like that. He had all these amazing ideas.
Brilliant.
So it was from there that I told him about the body balance, body freedom, the whole bit. And it was that plus it, I think I did a second session with him after that. I don't remember, but, I talked about this keto challenge and how to lay it out and he went boom, 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 boom. But like, he says, don't worry. I have a transcript. We're going to give you a transcript because he like channels it or something. And he just came up with this whole stuff and he helped me lay out that keto challenge. And part of it was, and I said, well, I'm thinking I would offer, you know, something inexpensive. He goes, and then he was talking about the body balance that I just, he goes, why don't you just offer that? I'm like, but isn't that too much? He goes, no, but because then you clean it up after with whatever is your downsell. So I'm like, oh, okay. So he heard about that. And then they had a gap in their schedule where they wanted to offer something. And he said, can we offer your body balance? And at first they wanted to offer it and have it all redone and put on their site. And he goes, no, let's just do it. You know, do it. We'll just get out of the picture. We'll do all the marketing and you just do the delivery. And I'm like, okay, I already have it set up, so I don't have to do anything. So it worked out really well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, like, you know, sometimes people, you know, people I know that criticize me for spending a lot of money on getting coaching, but it's all paid off. Like the people that I've coached with have come to me for coaching or sent people to me. I mean, I've coached, this is just between us, but Bill Barron and Callan Rush and Sharla Jacobs, all of those people have then come to me for my support and then referred other people to me. So if you have somebody that you resonate with, you know, whether it's taking somebody's advanced, like Stanislaw, Jody Stanislaw for you, like she has that type one course, like get in her circle, get her aware of who you are, because that's going to help you when you have your own stuff that she's going to have you as one of her little, her people, especially if you go and you pay to be in a program with somebody. Right. So, and you know that for us, right. And people who have come and been in this program, I'm going out there for, right. You know, I'm just really doing it with them. So, like Claudia, you mentioned Claudia. Claudia is an ERC and an EPT. You know what a big investment it is to be in. She's at the gold level. Do you know what a big investment it is to be in both of those programs? And she's dedicated and she has this thing and she wants to do. And actually we talked about training, some vision training for me, for her being in Practice Accelerator. She's not ready to do it yet, but I just said, okay. And I didn't do a big email thing for her, but when she was doing her vision training class, I said, sure, go post it in the Unstoppable Health group and I'll endorse it and say, you know, and she got like the majority of the people that joined that program were from my referrals, right? So it's a great way, and you don't do it to like butter people up. You do it because you honestly like that person and what they do and what they're offering and you see it as a good partnership. Right. I did that with one person. I bought his course. He said, you know, will you promote my course if I promote your course kind of thing? And I looked at it and I bought it. And then I just texted him back and forth. And now he just promoted Sweet Spot. And he's got like, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 opt-ins from it. From, you know, so creating relationships is super important. Super important. Yeah. And that's why, you know, and I invited Claudia to be on there because I see that she has that value and she's dedicated and she wants it. And she just, she'll buy anything that I offer because that's how much faith she has in me. You know what I mean? And those are the, you want raving fans and you want to really love on your raving fans and you'll get them. Those people that are like, what do you got? Oh, I'm going to be the first one. We had people go in and buy something that they already had. Just because it seemed like a good deal. We had somebody in NEPT a couple of years ago when I offered CMDS and I offered like, and you sign up now and you get all these extra bonuses. She signed up and she was the first one. Be one of the first five to sign up and you'll get this. And we had to call her and say, do you realize that you already have this program? She goes, oh, it just sounded so good. I wanted it. So that's the point you want to get to. And really, so then with Stephen, right? So I decided to actually do some, get into an inner circle with him, a private coaching inner circle with him. And as a result, like what I paid him to be in that circle has more than come back to me in the revenue generated through the program I offered through him. You see what I mean? So when you make those connections and you invest, it comes back. Like for all of you, right? When you have your programs ready, I'm there for you. I'm championing for you, right? So anyway, not just off to the side. So you've got this, you're the free group you want to be doing regular posts with. Like not doing it right now and I go through spurts of it, but you get the activity going, you get people really engaging. Yeah. And even if it's just a quick little 3-minute live.
Yeah.
With the tip of the day, and you're good at that. You do that in general. And then what's the other thing? Were you thinking about a paid group too? A paid group as part of a program?
So as part of all my programs, so each would have an exclusive Facebook group as well. And also one for my USANA customers as well.
Uh-huh. So separate.
See, the trouble is the point of the group is that the niching, and yet with my preferred customers, some of them are men, some of them are older, it's not the same as a niched group of women who are in their 40s, 50s and 60s and feeling free to talk about sexual problems or heavy periods. You know, that's got to be really intimate. You've got to be able to trust the people that are in the group.
Absolutely.
And so that needs to be separate from my preferred customer group, unfortunately. And then it's finding a name. You see, I've got one of my trainings has taught me always to put my name at the front of any Facebook page and Facebook group. So it's Dr. Alison Grimston, functional medicine doctor and things like that. But with the Facebook groups, you really need to have them, the name motivating people to join, to sort of like Joyful Sexy Menopause community.
Yeah, and you can call it Dr. Ali's Joyful Sexy Menopause.
Yeah.
Because I think when you talk Joyful Sexy Menopause, giving it the credibility of it's a doctor sponsored versus it's just, you know, Joe Schmo on the street.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think Joyful Sexy Menopause could be good.
That sounds good. Yeah.
I mean, it's attractive. But you mentioned perimenopause. So you're talking about people who are, they're already thinking about menopause, right? It's not people in their 30s who are having heavy periods and menopause is just, you know, a blip in the future.
Yeah. 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 So people in their 40s, 50s and 60s. And then from there, I can produce courses along different lines that are related, like the sleep through the night program and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to caution you to make one program, make it profitable before you make another one.
Yeah.
Because what I did as I was growing this, I would go, okay, I got this program. Now I'm going to work on this program. And meanwhile, that one's sitting there and I could have been continuing to work with that one and make some income from it. Now I'm off making another one. And now I've got a ton of courses that I don't have a time to promote.
Yeah.
You know, why I put Body Balance together to throw a bunch of them together.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So don't get caught in that trap of I have to have a whole storefront of courses. You need one. Like the guy that did six-pack abs, that guy has one program. And over the years, he's added other, you know, ancillary things. But he was making a freaking fortune on six-pack abs. That was it. That's all he did. And it's like $97 course. It's not even a big course, but he was making millions on it.
Yeah. So I was thinking a $97 course, just sort of three outcomes, so three sessions, and then a $497 course more in depth.
Mm-hmm. And you have to make your $97 course sound totally irresistible. So, okay, you're going to come and talk to me for three sessions and it's $97. You know what? It has to be totally irresistible. Like last summer when I offered that two-day live stream, people were like, why are you going to do a two-day live stream and you're going to give them all this stuff and all those forms and stuff for $97? Why? Because I want as many people in the room to hear my next offer. Right? That's what you want to be thinking about. Over deliver on the $97 thing so that it's irresistible and you get enough of an audience there so that then you make the offer for the next level. When I was first doing, Sweet Spot Precursor was Before Be Gone. It started out as a $297 program and it was so much stuff in it. I'm like, I really need to raise it. And I was coaching with Bill Barron at the time and he goes, okay, so you're going to offer. And then I was creating ERC. So I was going to offer ERC from that. So what the people finished up with that or close to it, I was going to offer them ERC. He says, so you want to offer this bigger program. He goes, you may be able to get more people if you keep the level at 297. It's going to drop and you're going to have less of an audience to present your bigger offer to. So we decided to keep it at the 297 then, that second time around. Then I offered ERC and I was able to get like 30 people into ERC at that point. Right. Yeah. So think about, you can't just think about things in isolation and you can't think about what profit you want to make from a certain thing, right? You have to think about the overall business model. What's your loss leader, right? What's your loss leader? When I offered my first program online, that my 97, well, after Green Cleanse, was a $97 offer and it was called Balance Your Body Blueprint. And I basically taught people how to read their labs. I taught them. It was like this amazing thing. It had like 40 hours of stuff for it by the time it was finished. It was $97. But those people from there want anything that I do. They just want anything that I do because they got so much from that. Well, I raised it from 97 to 197 to 297 across the launch for it. But you want to get as many people at that. Okay, adrenal fatigue, my cafe program. The first time I offered it, I created it as a bonus for B4, for the sweet spot. I created it to be a bonus. And then it was just going to be like a one or two session thing. And it turned out I can't just do this. And it created this whole big program for it. When I then went and offered that the first time, I decided to offer it for $97. And Steph gave me feedback on this. Steph said, I was on that call and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh. And if you sign up before the end of the call, and if you sign up by this date, you're going to get this and that. And she's like, she said, my fingers were just like racing across there, hoping that I was getting in there and I was going to be one of those first people because I wanted that. It was unbelievable what you were offering. And within the course of 3 days, we offered it on a Thursday night. And so I had the weekend to contend with, but I just did 3 days of emails explaining the thing. And we got 250 people signed up in 3 days. And that was when my list was way, 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 way smaller. So that's what you want. You want a buying frenzy. Now you don't want to offer something that's your services and undercut it, but something that's digital the first time. And you always present it that way. This is the first time I'm offering this. It's never going to be this again. You're going to be the first group. You're going to get way more interaction with me than the future. And the price is never going to be this low. So grab it. Right. But don't do that with your prime course, right? Or it's hours and hours of your time. Don't do that. But what can you pull out that you can give them, and what other stuff can you give them that they go, oh, this is crazy. I'm stupid if I don't sign up for this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So like the 30-day menopause reset and say three webinars explaining it in advance rather than the full course.
Mm-hmm. But it's right.
Sort of tease out which bits they need to get the result.
That's right. They have to be, it has to be something where they're going to get results. Right. It's not something that's going to build. You have to pull out for a challenge, something where they're going to get the short-term really good result. Like with the keto, I was concerned with the keto because a lot of people feel like crap for their first 5 days on keto. And I'm going to do a 5-day keto challenge. Is anybody going to get results? But because of the way I structured it, because it was just a high nutrient dense keto plan with not a lot of oil and bacon and butter, they didn't have that keto flu thing, and people did get results. And when they got that results in the 5 days, they're like, oh yeah. And then I kept saying, you know, this is something you have to adapt to. So you have to be constantly seeding what the full thing is. This is not something that's going to happen overnight, but I'm going to give you some quick results here. And then we're going to work on how do we keep this going so we keep your bone density up, so that we keep your cardiovascular health going, so that you are getting really good sleep and all the different benefits. But I personally like the idea of offering your first course as a lower end, fill it up with as many people as you can, because then you have more eyeballs on your next offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a 30-day, 28-day, 21-day, anything like that. That's and a reset, reboot, recharge, jumpstart. Like I called this energy, everyday hormone energy jumpstart. And I pulled out, I put this program together in like, I don't know, 4 hours. I just got on the plane because I said, okay, from this program, I'm going to take this. From this program, I'm going to take that. What's a jumpstart? And I put together this program, 7 weeks. I can charge $297 for that, but the first time I do it, I'm going to charge much less. In fact, I gave it away as a bonus to people, the first like few people that signed up. I think like the first 50 that signed up for Sweet Spot this time, because then I'll get some testimonials from it. Then I'll get some, you know, people going through it and knowing what's, you know, how it works.
So may I ask, do you then always do them live, or do you just recycle things that you have recorded before?
Oh, I now I'm at the point of recycle. So with Sweet Spot, once a year, I offer it live. Okay. And so if they want to get the coaching and they want to be on the calls with me every week, they join now. They can join in June, July, August. They can do any of that, but they won't get that benefit. So I do that once live, but the content is all recorded. I'll tweak it here and there. I'll go in and maybe make an extra video or whatever. So the videos, I did them live to begin with. I actually recorded all those videos live, and some of them I went in and edited and, you know, did in the back end. But yeah, the first time you can do it live, and then you can recycle. Well, Allie did it live, and some of the recordings didn't come out so good. So she's not going to want to make that a permanent part of the program. She's going to want to redo those. But if they come out good, then you just use them as part of the thing. And then what's live is your coaching. And then it just makes them, okay, watch module one, and we're going to talk about it on the next coaching call. And it gives them the ability to go through it at their own pace too. Yeah. Is that helpful, Allie? So I think for you, yeah, think about what that piece is, and then you already have the structure of that 7-week one, or is that what it was, a 7-week? What was the one you did before? I don't remember.
Yeah, the one I did before was a 6-week course,
5 weeks
and a Q&A.
Then you don't want you don't want a 30-day as your freebie, because it's going to say, well, what more can I get? It's only a little bit more time, right?
Yeah.
You may want to do a 14-day challenge.
The original course was 7 weeks, and then you do the 30-day reset at the end of that.
Oh, I see. It's 7 weeks plus a 30-day reset. Okay, so it's really a 3-month program or a 10-week program kind of thing, right? Because if it's 7 weeks plus a 30-day, 7 weeks is almost 2 months. So it's really a 3-month program.
Yeah.
All right. It's
probably too long in this day and age.
Yeah. As a second level, though, like if you were to offer them I would offer something that's a shorter jumps and call it a jump start. Or something like that, that indicates that it's just the beginning. Because a reset implies that they're set, they're good, they don't need any more, they're done. You know what I mean? That word, reset, it's done. Jump start or quick start or I don't know what other word to use, but.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the challenge, make it a 5-day challenge that leads into something bigger. So if you're going to do a 5-day challenge, then you could jump into a 30-day reset or I don't know what to call it. Maybe not reset, maybe not jumpstart. The thing about a challenge, think about it as another marketing strategy. Like right now I'm doing a full-blown launch as taught with the Jeff Walker and other people who do these big launches. I'm doing that as a strategy for marketing this program with affiliates, the whole bit. It's a very costly thing to do. It's not something you can do to start because I need to make a whole lot of money to just break even on it. But I didn't start there. But that's one method. Another method, the challenge was amazing. Like with the body balance, I didn't think it would be an easy sell at $1,000. But what I offered initially was I just offered a webinar, and we ended up with 30 people doing it. So, and then doing it again, and we got 60. So it's a matter of sometimes when you hit it, right, you hit the thing that they want, they jump in. So different marketing strategies for a course. When you first start, like Annette and I are going to be doing this with her course. It's a lead up to a webinar and then make an offer, right? That's how I always used to do it. So you lead up to a webinar, you do your thing. Maybe you do a second webinar a week later, you go, I didn't get quite enough. I'm going to do a second webinar. And then you have a sequence of emails after that that invite them to join the program. That's a simple strategy, right? Another strategy is to create some content that leads them into the webinar. So some videos and stuff. On your first time out, I wouldn't recommend doing it that way. I would just recommend doing a webinar first, right? You can do some content beforehand. Like you can do a lot of Facebook posts. You can, like we were going to do the Facebook Live, right? So do a Facebook Live, see who's influencers that you can do it with. like, we're going to do it. She'll get a bunch of people signing up for her webinar from doing a Facebook Live with me, because people will do that. And then we'll offer it on the webinar, right? But the challenge is another way. And it's getting to be more and more, because people like the concept of the challenges. And in a year or two, maybe they will have bitten the dust and gone underneath. Summits are another way to do marketing, right? I haven't chosen to do those yet. Those, like, oy, makes me tired just thinking about it. I mean, just for me, just coordinating 5 or 6 people to get on a webinar is enough work. Imagine doing 30 of them over the course of, yeah. Not for me, but for some people, they love it and they do them over and over. Tony did a challenge once.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Maura did a challenge, a summit. Tony and Maura did them. A couple of other people in the program have done summits. Yeah. So the thing is I think the free group is great, because you're going to build rapport. And you're going to build people who love what you're doing and they're following you. And then you're going to build a team of people who go, oh, what is that? Oh, she's doing a challenge. Let's do the challenge with her. Oh, from the challenge, she's offering me this program. It's only $97. Cool, I'll do it. Or you offer from the challenge. Actually, from the challenge, you probably should offer the full program. You offer the full program. And then for those who don't take it, then you offer the $97.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense? Because you have yours, Annette, and I just had some thoughts, right? You're going to offer this program. There's probably, for those people who are interested but not quite ready to jump all the way in, that you can pull out of that program and offer as a $47 download, or, you know what I mean? We should brainstorm that, because there may be something that we can do as a downsell offer for all the people who came to your webinar or registered for your webinar but didn't buy the program. Then you just address them and offer them, you know, kind of like the peace offering. Oh, you couldn't do this, but here's a piece of it. And when you're ready, you can do the full course. Because I think we all leave a lot of it on, I leave a lot of it on the table when I don't do that.
Yeah. And I leave even more on the table by procrastinating and not doing that.
Well, procrastinating is the killer. And I don't know that it's a procrastination as much as your perfectionistic stuff comes out and you won't move forward unless you have it all perfect. What do you name it? I actually offered this program and I didn't even have a name for it when I offered my first program. And then I made the name of the program and then I changed it midway. I mean, not a good thing to do. I'm not recommending you do that, but I still made $20,000 on that launch. Nothing to sneeze at, is it?
No.
Pretty cool, right? Don't take imperfect action. Get it close. Call it Dr. Allie's. Well, for the Facebook group, I don't know that you want to name it after your program. So if your program is going to be called that, right, it's got to be something like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not good at naming very well, but like, we just called my group the Unstoppable Health Group, just because that was the name of my book. We called the practitioner public group, which I haven't done anything to promote yet, nutritional endocrinology for health practitioners. It's not very sexy, but for health practitioners, that's what people are looking for.
Yeah.
So what is it? Sit down with your results words. Sit down with your pain words that they're using. And then just do a search through Facebook on all the different groups there are. And how can you stand out? Mm-hmm. And I think I would put Dr. Allie in the title, just because it lends it that credibility.
Yeah.
Keep it short.
Yeah.
I would keep it to 2 to 3 words.
I just sort of feel like most of the things are all done. Things like magical menopause, harmonious hormones in harmony.
They're cute.
But I'll do some work on it.
You used to talk about hormone hell, escaping hormone hell, escape from hormone hell. I don't know.
But I think prison. That the name of the Facebook group needs to be a towards name rather than an escape from name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
sexy menopause. Joyful menopause. I mean, keep it maybe like related to your full program name, but not necessarily fully there.
Yeah.
Could be just joyful menopause, sexy menopause, healthy menopause, menopausal bliss, life after menopause. But you want to get Perry's, so you don't want that. I don't know. I'm just brainstorming it.
Sure.
Cooling menopause. No. That's the way I do it. I just sit down and write stupid titles and just keep writing it for page after page after page, and eventually something comes up.
Yeah, vibrant menopause.
Mm-hmm. Menopause freedom. I love the freedom word. I call the body freedom, you know. It's like being free from the encumbrances. Menopause freedom. I don't know, how does that land for you other guys? Annette or Heike?
Maybe do a...
I like that, menopause freedom.
Yeah.
Dr. Allie's menopause freedom group. Yeah. It gets like, it's got a curiosity. Oh, and if you've gone through it, you get it.
Yeah, it's got the freeing energy to it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, you have a name. You know what? You can change the name. If you don't like it, you can change it. I've changed Facebook group names. Our practitioner public page used to be called Superstar Health Practitioners. Nobody related to it. Nobody liked it. Started out, this was a Bill Barron suggestion, Rockstar Health Practitioners. Like, they don't relate to that, right? Yeah.
No.
Now it's called Nutritional Endocrinology. Okay?
It appeals to the geeks like us. It does. That's your target market.
Well, that's my target market for that program, right? Yeah. I don't want people who are looking for being a rock star necessarily. All right, so let's go once around with actions. Actions or something you learned from this session today that you're going to put into action. So, Heike?
I definitely need to get together the detox program. Now I have a better idea about what that should entail and how much I should price it for.
Are you having one-on-one?
One-on-one.
Yep.
No, I'm still not doing much online because, again, you know, it's just I'm spreading myself a little thin these days. So, but yeah, I do. I'm getting that going, and then maybe when we do the virtual retreat, I can, you know, go over the details.
Yes, please work on that before that, so we can. Yeah, and we can go over it and map it out.
Right.
For sure.
It's going to be like one. It's not going to be. Well, it's going to be mid-price kind of a thing, I guess. I mean, I have the introductory package right now, which is $297.
Yeah.
3 sessions and 2 foot baths. But then this one is going to be broader. But it's going to be also just probably limited to 3 months overall, I guess. That's
What
people are willing to do.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Annette?
Well, I learned there's smokers in your group.
Just one.
Okay, a smoker.
And
I will work on that and get that in. And I liked the talk about the, you know, having the different levels again. You know, put the big one out there first, and then the step down stuff.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear those things again.
Yeah.
And again, you know?
And again and again and again.
Yeah.
Good. So, Allie?
I was great seeing Annette's PowerPoint presentation come to life like that. Brilliant. I'm going to open my Facebook groups with direction and have 100 people in it by the end of April.
Okay. Your groups, you said groups, just one, right?
Yeah, just the one.
Okay. You are an overachiever, and you tend to speak in plurals a lot. So I'm going to encourage you to start to speak in singulars more.
Yeah.
Right? Because plurals are overwhelming. Singulars are manageable. So you're going to open up one Facebook group and you're going to get 100 people in it by the end of April.
Yeah.
Do you have, give me 1, 2, 3 steps you're going to do to get those 100 people in.
Okay, I'm going to start by opening the group, putting in the focus of the group and the thing that's sort of the part that says what you don't do in this group. I'm going to start putting in a couple of pieces of content and a free gift, and then I'm going to message all the people I know who are in the relevant group to start with, and my mailing list, inviting them in.
Great. It sounds great. And it will get traction and you will get lots of people because Facebook will start to, once it gets over 100 people in it, Facebook will start to present it like, oh, you might like this. Because we get our private groups all the time, at least every day, we're a handful of people requesting entry into NEPT or whatever. And we're like, sorry, you're not a member. Right. Yeah. So it just gets out there because it's like, you're picking your keywords, like you just said, and making sure that you're really targeting those people. That will help you get more traction to it. So I see you doing that. You've got 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks to do that in.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Yay. I look forward to it. I look forward to being able to have a place I could send people to that are interested in that. And you're welcome to post in ERC or NEPT or Unstoppable Health. And just, you know, mention that, hey, you're excited that you just started your own menopause group. And if you're interested in joining, we're going to be having conversations like this. Go ahead and join.
Will do.
You've got my express permission. If Marcia gives you a hard time, tell her you already got it cleared by me. Or private message her and say that you're going to be doing that because she's like real protective because we've had people join the group and then start spamming.
Good for her. That's yeah. Such a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you guys.
Hey, Allie, keep healing.
Yeah keep on healing, right?
Recovery.
Yeah. I remember that. You know what? I missed a trip to Hawaii when I had to have emergency surgery for an ectopic pregnancy. And I was supposed to go to Hawaii and it was like, you're not allowed in the water. You got to be this. And I'm like, I could just go to Hawaii and like, I'm not going to do that. So yeah, I recovered. I went and did a fast. I went away to a fasting retreat. And I did a fast, changed my life. But yeah, good job. Keep going with it.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.